Family and friends are mourning the loss of Staff Sergeant Lillian Clemens. Clemens was an Army reservist and mother of three. She died in Baghdad just days before her tour of duty was up. Shannon Novak sends this remembrance from member station WLRN in Miami.
In her obituary, Lily's husband, Raymond Clemens, wrote, "Her endearing personality, radiant smile, and caring demeanor warmed the hearts of everyone." That's why hundreds packed into a Miami church to say goodbye to her. After the service, Patriot Guard motorcyclists with huge American flags escorted Clemens' body to the cemetery as a long line of cars snaked behind. Strangers lined the streets, standing at attention as the procession slipped by.
Daddy!
Around the kitchen table, the family reminisces about Lily. 7-year-old Victoria and 8-year-old Lana Clemens, along with brother 14-year-old Iandy Williams, have happy memories. Their dad, who served 3 tours of duty, holds them together. In the seriousness of the military, Raymond Clemens admired how much his wife had fun.
She really liked dancing. She loved music, always listening to music. She liked to perform and art. She really did. Shows, ballet, dancing, she really did like that kind of stuff.
Lily Clemens also liked watching the occasional soap opera, enjoyed playing board games, and loved the Sunday crossword. She joined the Army Reserves 17 years ago. She was an administrative specialist and processed soldiers' paperwork. She wasn't on the front lines, but taking care of other people was serious business to her. And she used those skills at home as her family moved to military bases around the world. Iandy says as they got settled, his mom would use her smile to fill their new home with new friends.
She's a very fun person to be with. She always easy making friends. Every time she got a new job, we moved someplace, she got friends very easily. And which got us a lot of friends because they always have kids, which is fun.
Lily Clemens had been in southern Iraq for the past year and was 2 days from returning home. When she made it to Baghdad's Green Zone and text messaged her husband, he thought the most dangerous part of her journey was behind her. But that's when the U.S. base was attacked by mortar fire.
For now, we just try to, you know, live life the way she'd want us to live it, you know, not be sitting around, you know, being all sad. And so she would want us to go on and be happy and remember her that way because that's the way she was.
Staff Sergeant Lillian Clemens was 35 years old. She is also survived by her mother and sister. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.